Let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen, the man who had a Thanksgiving like no other Thanksgiving. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, you're right about that. We'll talk about that in a second. We need to talk about the storm that's over the central Appalachians and is moving northward. It is going to bring a ton of rain and a lot of wind. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisories for Northwest Connecticut and the Berkshires. Nobody else. I mean, there are wind advisories for other parts of Connecticut, but as far as the Catskills and Lower Hudson Valley, no, there aren't any wind advisories in effect at this point. I don't know how they can tell that there's going to be areas not getting high winds, but, you know, that's it. I don't put out warnings. I just tell you what's happening. And we will have rain, heavy at times today, windy. The rain should begin the next couple of hours. The heaviest rain will occur from late morning through the afternoon. Damaging wind gusts are possible in excess of 50 miles an hour. And the highs today will get up to 50 to 55. So this is very similar to the storm that happened a couple of weeks ago. And you remember what happened with that, Marshall?
Yeah, I do.
We had some power outages. Yeah. Well, you look at it this way. The ground is not solidly frozen in any way, shape, or form. It's going to rain heavy. And then all you need is for a strong gust or two of wind to come along, and down come trees. So, you know, conditions are not good. Now, we do expect the rain to end early tonight. Partly cloudy, the wind diminishes 45 to 50. Then tomorrow, the backside of the storm, cloudy and windy with showers, rain showers, low 50s. Partly cloudy and windy Wednesday, mid 40s. There could be either a rain or snow shower on Wednesday. I didn't put it in, but it would be far and few between. Thursday, mix of sunny clouds and breezy, 50. And I think maybe it'll cloud up on Friday. I say I think. The models were originally all over the place. The American GFS was insisting on the next storm coming in on Friday. The Canadian model was insisting that the next storm would not come in until the weekend. And the Euro says, they're both wrong. It's not coming in at all. Now, I just saw the latest run of the American model, who has just backed off of Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So now the American model is saying, we don't think we're getting anything either. So it's joining the Euro. So now we'll have to see if the Canadian's going to do likewise. So I'm not even mentioning anything beyond Thursday. We'll just wait and see what happens. And by the way, if we were to get it, it's rain. So you don't have to worry about snow. But it would just be another rainstorm. But in the meantime, this is going to bring like an inch to an inch and a half of rain to the area. So definitely a Marshall Miles Monday.
Well, Marshall will be locked inside his house, hiding away.
I figured that. We'll call it a 3M Monday. Marshall's Miles Monday. That's it, a 3M Monday. Yeah, unfortunately. And what can I say about Thanksgiving? It was, you know, I went out to Long Island, and I live in Rockland County. Normally, a commute from there to Oyster Bay would take me minimally an hour and a half. There have been times, as you know, Marshall, that's taken me over 2 hours.
Yeah.
50 minutes there, 55 minutes home. Nobody on the road.
That's not too bad.
No, I was happy for a couple of reasons. One, that I didn't have to hit any traffic. And number two, that many people, which of course didn't include me, listened to the CDC and Governor Cuomo and stayed at home and didn't travel, at least by car. I can't talk about, you know, plane, but by car. So so that was kind of pleasant. So it was real pleasant. Yes, all my outdoor decorations are up and finished. I will throw the switch tomorrow, December 1st. I notice here, I've been here 5 years, there are at least 25% more houses decorated this year. And I think it all stems to to the pandemic. People are just trying to sort of make a dull situation a little brighter. And as I often say, lights mean bright, and bright or lights mean hope. So it's just people's ways of saying, we hope that all of this will be passing soon. And that's probably a good message to send everybody.
Yeah, the station was decorated, and is all decorated now on the outside, thanks to Roaring Oaks Florist. They do that for us every year. My house, on Thanksgiving Day, my inside tree went up, the outside wreath went up, the lights went on. Everything is all set now for the season. I have a porch light now that one night is green and one night is red. So that's all done. And you know, when you buy a 10-pound turkey, and only two people are going to eat from it, you think that you, Pat, there was still like 7.5 pounds of turkey left.
Yeah. Well, what would you expect?
You figure, 10-pound turkey, so next year I'm not going to wait so long. I'm just going to get a turkey breast because it's crazy. But I got this new sealing thing that's so much better than these. You know, these seal-a-meal things where you got bags and they're big, bulky, and you got to put them in. There's this new thing out. You get the bags. They're reusable, okay? They're reusable, first of all. And you seal them. You can't put any in the bags. You can't put fluids. You can put, solid food. But for fluids, they give you containers. And you hold the thing in your hand. And once you've sealed the containers or the bag, you just put it on the seal place, push a button, and it seals it so tight. I tried to get open the other day. I tried to get a piece of turkey out, right? I couldn't get the damn thing open. I finally figured out how you release the but really, it's so much easier than all these big things that you got to put the bags in. You got to pull the machine out. This thing is the size of, those handheld mixers, those little small mixers, thin mixers.
Yeah.
It's the size of that. It's unbelievable, and it's battery powered. You don't have to have it plugged in. So
leave it up to you.
So that was a great thing that happened over the course of.
Well, that's good. And so then you had a good time, too. Yeah. And, it's so funny. Everything is so psychological. So here I am Thanksgiving morning figuring, Marshall, that I'll be able to sleep a little bit later because I sent out everything, as you know, earlier.
Yeah.
It's 10 to 5. And I hear the office phone ringing. And I'm saying, I can't believe this is the case. What happened now? So I get up, I get dressed, I come into the office, I see there's the voicemails flashing. And it's one of our government clients who said they did not get the report. So I said, well, I wonder why. Let me check the send and see. So I hit send, and Marshall, it's empty. There's not one file that was sent. And, I went into drafts, the draft folder, and there's not one file. See, what is going on? So, of course, I had to start working. So then I called our very trusty Anthony Martella.
Yeah.
And I said to him, Anthony, I said, I don't know what is going on. So he said, I'll take a look at it, Pat, and I'll let you know. So he looked at it. He scratched his head. He said, I don't understand this. He said, we've been using this program for years and years and years, and he's researching. The sent and draft folders were corrupted. He had to wipe everything out and put everything back in. So that was the problem Thanksgiving morning, so I didn't sleep. Friday, I couldn't sleep. I got up at 4:15. Saturday, I was up at 4:15. Yesterday, I went to sleep late Saturday night. So yesterday I got up to go to church at 6:30. And of course this morning, I had to get up early because of the storm. So I got up at 2:30. So I had, 3 days off, not including Thanksgiving.
Which is true.
And out of the 3 days, I really didn't get to sleep without being disturbed.
I think it's nap time today, Pat.
I can. I got know. Too much going on. We have this potential storm. And by the way, I didn't mention it, but we're under the risk of severe thunderstorms. That's why I put the damaging winds in. And anywhere from southern New England down to North Carolina, there could be one or two tornadoes this afternoon as well. So it is wild and wacky. So we're going to have to watch it.
All right. We'll watch it and we'll listen to you and we'll check with you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on our tri-state forecast.